Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Glad you could join us tonight. Thank you very much for having us in your home. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I really hope you can call in. Love to hear from you. The phone number is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Now, before we get started, and you say, wait a minute, wait. What's this show all about? Well, for those tuning in for the first time and you're turning the dial in the car and you say, what is this show all about? This show, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you are sighted, hope you can listen to the show. You can hear a bunch of folks that are blind talking about different things in the blind community. And we'd love to have you sighted folks listen to the show. Before we get started, though, I'd like to introduce you to the players tonight. First, I got to introduce my co-host, my beautiful wife, sitting right next to me. Her name is Lynn Golder. Lynn, you're up.
Oh, thanks for the joy. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the October 17, 2021 edition of, you guessed it, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome, my dear.
And also now in his home in Winter Park, Florida, my buddy, co-host, Gary Sinclair. Gary, you there?
I certainly am. And it is sure good to be back. It's been a long time for me. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, everybody. Thanks for listening.
And in the studios, the one, the only, Chris Shaw. He's the engineer. He's the producer. Without him, we don't have a show. Chris Shaw, you there, Chris Shaw?
Thank you. That's enough. Oh, shucks. Stop it now. Okay, stop. Okay. Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being part of the show, Chris Shaw. Yeah.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing me to sit in for the last 17 years and having a fantastic show.
Did you say 17 years? 17 years.
Well, it seemed like 17. Okay. When you get
it'll be 7.
Be 7 in April.
In April, it'll be 7.
See, when you get my age, so you'll understand.
Yeah.
Well, before we any further, we've got to give a happy birthday to a young man who's part of our co-host on our radio show. And I'm talking about the one, the only, Dave Hildebrand. David Hildebrand, happy birthday to
happy
you,
birthday,
Dave.
Dave.
Big Dave.
Happy
Big
birthday,
Dave. Big Dave. Big Dave. Happy birthday, Big Dave.
You know, Dave will be calling in probably sooner or later. But before he call in, got to give him a birthday shout out. Can I give my little brother a birthday shout out in Chicago? His birthday is on tomorrow. And, of course, our very own Glenn Allgood birthday is tomorrow as well. So here's her.
Happy birthday to you.
Dave.
Happy birthday to you.
Sean.
Glenn,
happy birthday.
And I think Gary's got a shout out for his granddaughter.
Yes, I do. I have a brand new granddaughter. She will be 1 year old. Her name is Juliet. And she lives in Texas, and she'll be 1 year old Thursday on October 21st.
Wait, did you
say? So happy birthday, Juliet.
Happy birthday, Juliet. Hi, Juliet. Stephanie, if you're listening. And I have one shout-out. I would like to wish John DeMarco, one of our listeners in Naples, Florida, and his birthday today. So hope you're
John
having a
DeMarco,
good day.
If you're John DeMarco. You can call in, too, John. Let's hear from you, John. Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, Big John.
You know what? We should play that song, Big Bad John. Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can find that. Big
Bad
John.
Hey, Chris, see if you can find that song called Big Bad John. I forgot who did it.
Me too. It's a good song.
Big Bad John.
So, Gary, did you attend the event on Friday?
No, I did not.
You know,
had a couple things.
Gary, I would like to know, maybe somebody could call in during the first hour, why they changed the name from White Cane Day to Blind Americans Equality Day. I was just curious why that was changed.
Why they changed the name from what now? White Cane Day to what?
Well, now it's called Blind Americans Equality Day.
I know what it is, but I can't remember. It's a long explanation, but I still like White Cane Day. That's the way I always remember it.
We have a phone number here, 407-894-16. If you know anything why they changed the name, call. I'd like to hear from you, 407-894-1680. If you know why they changed the name from White Cane Day, I'd like to hear from you.
I know Sheila knows.
We don't buy. We'd like to hear from you. 407-894-1680.
And if you spoke at all, you just said hi. We're going to be talking to our friend Anthony Hodges from Calgary, Canada. So if you have any questions for Anthony, feel free to call in. Michael just threw out the number. Chris, why don't we go to break now? We'll come back. We'll talk to Anthony.
Okay.
Big John. There it is. There's your song, Michael.
Oh, Big Bad John.
Wait. Quiet, Dave. Gary, listen to the Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Okay, Chris, that song was dedicated to Big Bad John, John DeMarco there. John, that's your song, Big Bad John. Happy birthday, John. Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John.
If you're listening, John, call in. Happy birthday, John.
Going to break.
You're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or
way
visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity?
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Well, the phone number still is wide open. You can call in when you want to, you know. I'd like to hear from you. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What do you want, Lynn? What do you want, Lynn?
I would like to introduce our guest before it's next Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Thanksgiving in Canada?
Yeah, well, we'd like to welcome back a longtime loyal listener since way back, Matters since 2012.
Absolutely.
That's how long we know this gentleman. And his name is Anthony Hodges.
Wait. You said a gentleman.
Well, he is.
Is he a gentleman?
Yeah.
I have to ask him.
His name is Anthony Hodges.
Yes, he is.
And Anthony lives in Calgary, Canada. Welcome back, Anthony.
Welcome back, Anthony.
Welcome, Anthony.
Hey, are you there, Michael?
I'm here.
Hey, that's good. What's shaking up there in Florida? You guys think it's so cold?
It's down here in Florida.
Say that. Gary said that off the air. By the way, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
Pretty
happy
Thanksgiving.
Pretty mellow. Yeah.
So last week you had a great interview with Kyle Johnson from the Lighthouse Central Florida, and that's what got me thinking. Yeah, I was thinking.
Uh-oh.
So I love the fact that he had these jobs. If I lived down in Florida, I'd be all over it.
No reason not to.
The opportunity. Why?
Tell the listeners
why, who haven't done anything about it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, no. I'll actually be going to school to learn how to do contact center work for either Google or my brain just went south. One of the other big tech companies, Microsoft. So it's a 15-week course, and it's 2 years jammed into 15 weeks. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I'll be the first visually impaired person in Alberta that's going to do it. So it's all virtual, unfortunately, for me, but that's okay. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. The employment rate is about 96% of people get jobs after the course is done. So I'm going in with a pretty good outlook. So
that's great, Anthony. Terrific.
So, Anthony, tell me this. How's it any different in Canada as far as jobs?
We have an unemployment rate in the blindness community here of about 96%.
It's worse than here.
Wow.
We're at about 70, right?
Yeah, but you have a lot more opportunities. You have a lot of organizations that, like the Lighthouse, that have opportunities for folks.
Right.
And we're trying here, but it is what it is. I mean, there are very few people in my circle that are working, but that's partially because of what you had mentioned last week. They're a little bit uncertain, and that's to be expected.
Tell you had written to me, and tell people some of the things that you suggest that people do that maybe they're not in the workforce yet but would like to get back into the workforce.
Let me turn you up here. I hope this doesn't mess Chris up. Let me hope this. Okay.
It'll be fine.
There we go. Anyway, one of the things that I've done and will continue to do is volunteering at our local campus radio station, or find a thing that you really like to volunteer with, whether it's cats and dogs or working at a food bank. It shows that you're doing something. Or take a course. I'm taking a budgeting course right now. It's a 5-week course, and when I'm done, I get a certificate. I've taken courses from our Canadian National Institute for the Blind on how to use technology, and after you finish the 10-week course, you get a certificate. It shows the employers or potential employers that you are willing to put the time in. Even though you don't get paid, you're still willing to do this. I mean, we have a lot of interesting possibilities now here with CNIB. They have virtual job information sessions where you get to talk to employers. And you send the resume in to CNIB and a few other things, and you pick the employers you want to go talk to. And you talk to them, and if there's opportunities, they know who you are after this, of course, and if there's opportunities, they'll get a hold of you. So there are opportunities. I've seen people get work. So, you know, keeping busy and doing things is most important, because you don't get depressed at that point. And those are just some of the suggestions I threw at Lynn, and I said, well,
great,
I wonder if... Yeah.
What's the CNIB? Is that the Canadian equivalent to an NIB here?
It's the Canadian equivalent of your rehab agency and it also does employment. So it's a combination of both.
Mm-hmm. Has any questions for Anthony? Michael, you throw out the number, please.
Yeah. If you have any questions for Anthony, you can call in. I'm not going to bite you. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow? I hope I did.
Anthony, I got a question for you. This is Gary.
Okay.
How is your stuff funded? Like a lot of our stuff is funded by this different states, you know, and who funds what. Now, how is yours funded?
State organizations, I mean.
Yeah. State organizations. Well, Alberta and Ontario seem to be the two best funding for technology. Ontario seems better than us. We have a program in Alberta that funds, but it's a lot of paperwork. So you can get stuff for work and also to improve your daily life, but you've got to prove it. You can't just show up and say, oh, I want that $7,000 Braille display. You've got to come up with some very valid reasons, and it's the same for you guys. Not all provinces do this. So, for example, BC doesn't have it. Saskatchewan has it on a smaller scale. I'm not certain about Manitoba, but they might. I don't think PE at Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland do. They're smaller provinces on the far east, but each is different. Uh-huh. You're right. So some states.
Anthony, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
We have here in the United States Social Security. What do you have there in Canada?
It is your Social Security throughout the whole country?
Yes.
One agency? Okay.
Yes.
Ours is all developed by each province. So here we have assured income for the severely handicapped in Alberta. It's very hard to get if you only have one disability, but it's for those who aren't able to work or having a very hard time finding work. And it's
but when you're
like,
65, do you get a retirement?
Yes, you do. So you do get a retirement. It's funded by the federal government. Yes, it's a pension. It's called Canada Pension.
Were you born with visual impairment, Anthony? Or was this
I was born with pretty much no sight.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that things have changed as you've gotten older as far as easier to obtain different accessible technology?
Yeah, I find technology goes faster than my brain sometimes. So, you know, I can remember when we just used a Perkins Brailler. Now you got all this really great tech. Like I've got a Daisy player here. I've got, you know, a computer that I could have never used in the 80s. Just wouldn't have happened, right? And, you know, all these great pieces of technology, our libraries, the National Library Service, which also, what am I saying? Not our library service is called CELA. and it has now connected up with your library service. We gave you, I think, 1,000 titles, and you gave us 1,000 titles.
Oh, that's really neat.
So you can go on your BARD, and you can look up any Canadian author you're looking for. If you like Margaret Atwood, for example, I'm not sure if she's on the list, but, you know, put it in there, see what happens. And this is going to expand. It's something that's been worked on since 2013, so I'm really excited to see this happening.
Good. I got a real good question for you, Anthony. Descriptive video.
What do you
have much of that?
Oh, yes. Now, not as much as we have more than you, actually. Accessible Media were the first pioneers in it, and they taught the Accessible Media Incorporated. They're an organization, and you guys know this because you were going to hook up with them, but it didn't fly. They do a lot of programming here in Canada for the blind and visually impaired community across the country. They also have a TV network, and it will take shows and stick descriptive video. They're older shows, but still, it's pretty awesome. All the networks have to have a certain amount of shows with described video. So it's getting better every year or so. It gets better.
Terrific.
Do you have something like our cable here in the States?
That's where we don't. I shouldn't say that. We do, but it costs a bundle. Our Shaw
here.
Cable, if you want to get the particular package, it's not a cheap package. So right. You've got to put out quite a bit of money to get it.
Right.
But if you...
It, here too.
But if you have a general package... You can turn on descriptive video. You just won't be able to know what's on, but you can at least turn that on and use the descriptive video. So you can get your basic $20 package and have your basic American channels, your four networks, and your three Canadians and your French, and your public, your PBS, and you should be good to go. And, of course, now everything is a la carte here. So it's not like it used to be. We used to have packages. Now it's you pick your package, and as you go up, the more channels you want, the more money it costs.
Gary, do you have do you listen to your audio description on your cable network?
No, I don't. I got audio Gary now.
Oh, so you don't even use it. Have it.
No, because he tells me everything is going on and then some.
Oh yeah. That's cool.
Oh, you're lucky. Well, you better use it before Gary moved in. You didn't use it?
No, I didn't. No, I was still waiting for other people to show me how to do it.
Yeah, well, I understand that. It's not easy.
It comes automatic, right?
Yeah. So, Anthony, tell people a little bit about your hobbies. Don't you go skiing in the winter?
I used to, but I backed out of that.
Now you're getting older, right?
Yeah. Not that bad. No, well, yeah, I'm getting older, but not that old. I mean, I used to ski. I used to swim a lot, but I do a lot of reading. I've done a lot of work over at CJSW. I'm working with my Lions Club on their board. This is my first year doing that.
Boy, you're really busy. Cup of tea.
Yeah. And it, like I say, going to school is going to keep me busy. And I'm involved with our church choir, although right now it's kind of iffy for me because of the fact that COVID, we have the highest COVID in the country right now. Alberta has the highest. It's starting to come down now. So
did
I think
did you get your vaccination?
Yes, I got both my shots. And we have a little piece of paper that you have to show everywhere you go with
a little
barcode. It is what it is. So,
when you went skiing, did you? How did that work, Anthony? You had somebody skiing alongside.
I had someone with me. They usually put me with a guide,
Tethered? Were you tethered?
No. Although we had tried it once until we both wiped out in a snowbank.
Yeah, right.
That didn't work so well.
Yeah,
I know. I used to be a skier myself.
Right on.
So
yeah, I loved it.
Well, they would ski either beside you if they could. Or behind you, because we have something here called Ski for Light Canada, which is similar to your Ski for Light in America, but it's like $900 now, which I don't have. And plus, it's during when I'm in school. So, but for those who are able to do it, I think there's 25 skiers and 25 guides going, and they double track it. I'd hope anyway, at least wherever they go between BC and Alberta. Every 2 years, we go to the William Watson Lodge in Alberta, and the year after that, we go to Kamloops, Vernon, BC, where we go skiing for a week.
That's cross country.
Yes, cross country.
Right.
Done that for quick.
You're not going straight down a hill.
You can. I have done it. Sometimes
that's slalom.
Well, yeah, we have a ski race at the end of the week, and it's certainly a lot of fun to have those races, because I started out in the young division, and before I left about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, I was in the seniors division, but I wasn't even a senior yet, but I was close enough that they stuck me in there.
You know what I used to like, Anthony, is what, this is when I could see now. This is before I went in the military, but I used to ski, and I used to love to jump the moguls. You know what the moguls are?
Yes. We never
dips,
had
and
those.
Then come on up and take flying off for a while. That was fun.
Did you do that, Gary? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did any of you guys ever play beat baseball, which is apparently a big sport down in Florida?
No, we have one person with. He goes to all that stuff.
Greg Lindbergh. Yeah.
Greg Lindbergh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, he works for St. Leo's University on the west coast of Florida. They just asked him to put together the beat ball contest at the university, so he was all.
Hey, nice, good on him. He's got a great podcast too. I've checked it out. It does.
Yeah, we love Greg.
Yeah, I remember when
he's been with us all them years.
You have, Anthony.
He's been with us all them years.
He was the editor for the White Cane Bullet.
Exactly. He still is.
That's
yes.
That's right.
No,
yep.
He's not anymore.
Anthony, before we say goodnight, would you please? I don't know. How about some words of inspiration? You have so many activities going on. I cannot believe it. This is more than you've ever done since we've known you. I'm getting dizzy listening to all your itineraries. So what kind of words of wisdom do you have for some of our listeners that maybe they just became blind and they're a little bit hesitant about going out there and doing something productive?
Well, you know, what I did when I first started CJSW, I went with a buddy of mine. We were gonna go put together a radio show, and I said, I'll go if you go. Well, I got there, and he got there late. But as it turned out, it worked out in the end. Mm-hmm. Even if you go, I've done things like I went to a comedy club. I went on my own the very first time. But you know what? If you want to do something, you call the restaurant and you say, hey, I'm blind. And don't be afraid to say that. It is who you are. You can't change it. Hopefully you can, but I mean, I sure as heck can.
I can't either.
And you know what? It's no shame to not know how to do something. It's a bigger shame to not ask for help.
Absolutely.
Use your mouth that God gave you. Not everyone's able to do that, but if you do it politely, people aren't going to lose it on you. They're going to be very polite and, you know, make sure you got a white cane or a dog with you. I mean, if you have some sight, if they see the white cane, they know that you have a problem. Doesn't mean that you're blind. It just means to them, oh, this guy has an issue with sight. Okay, he might be able to see this good today, but tomorrow maybe not.
Well, you're right about that. Let people know about you so that...
There's no shame in that.
Right, right.
That's what we talk about all the time, about don't be embarrassed, just do it, just do it.
You know what used to get us upset, Anthony, is when they stand somewhere with the faint cane folded up underneath their armpit so no one could see it.
Yeah, I've seen too many people lose white canes. I've seen people leave canes on taxis and buses and all kinds of weird things. And I mean... You know what? If you're not sure how to do something and you go into a building for the very first time, talk to the security ahead of time and say, hey, I'm blind. I'm coming in. Can you tell me where a security desk is? And they'll be more than happy to help you up to wherever you need to go.
The problem is, Anthony, a lot of people don't want to admit they're blind.
That's true. That's true. That is very true. I'm really excited that Blind and Beyond, I almost called you Blind Matters, Blind and Beyond has been going for 7 years. I think that's great, and I'm really appreciative that you gave me the time, and appreciative you had a great guest.
Well, we're appreciative we have a longtime friend like you.
That's right.
Hey.
And we'll have you back again, okay?
For sure. It won't be until after school,
though. It's the listeners like you that keep us going, Anthony.
Tell you what. I start the 31st of January, and I end somewhere around May or June. So you probably won't hear much from me.
Okay.
Well, but hey, I'll be in touch, and you guys have yourself an amazing rest of your day.
You too.
Anthony.
Stay well and be safe.
Certainly
good
will.
Luck to you.
Good luck, Anthony. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, Anthony.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.
Good night now.
We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with the first trivia of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to break, and we'll be right back. We'll do our first trivia.
Was really nice.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio.
Baltimore,
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in. Well, I'm waiting for you to call in. It's 407-894-1680. You know, I'm still waiting for someone to call in and tell us how and why did they change the name from White Cane.
Right, I would like to know that.
Anybody know it?
It's Blind Americans Equality Day.
I'd like to know. If you, anybody know, I'd like to hear it.
That's
anyway, right now
we're going to
trivia. Right now it's trivia time. Gary, it's your trivia.
Your trivia, Gary.
All right. Well, I like to have a little bit of humor sometimes, and I thought this would be attention-getting tonight. So who's singing this song?
Shirley. Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo Burley, Fee, Fi, Mo Merrily. Shirley. Lincoln. Lincoln, Lincoln, Bo Bingham, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo Bingham, Fee, Fi, Mo Mingham. Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say, Bo, add a B. Then I say the name. Banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F. Very plain. Then a F, Phi, and a Mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time. And there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, 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 Bobano, Bonana, Fana, Fofano, Fi, Phi, Mo, Monola. Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob dropped the B's, Bo, Arb, or Fred. Fred dropped the F's, Bo, Red, or Mary. Mary dropped the M's, Mo, Harry. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Bo.
Then Banana, Fanner, and Fo.
Banana, Fanner, Fo.
Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bo.
Then a Fee, Fi, and a Mo.
Fee, Fi, and Mo.
Then you say the name again with an M this time.
Money.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony.
Tony, Tony, Boboni, Banana, Banana, Bofoni, Fee, Fi, Mo, Moni.
Tony. Pretty good. Let's do Billy.
Billy, Billy, Bo, Billy, Banana, Banana, Bo, Billy, Fee, Fi, Mo, Millie.
Billy. Very good. Let's do Marsha.
Marsha, Marsha, Bo, Marsha, Bo.
So who's singing the song? Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? That was a big,
big
song.
We were kids. We all used to go around changing our names.
Yeah, but, yep.
Everybody's
talking.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say about that song. Y'all was doing, you guys were doing the most during that era when y'all came out with that song. You had nothing but time sitting outside on a tree or something and just coming up with different things to say. Banana, nana, fo, mana, 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 conana. That was just
Chris,
a lot
Chris,
going
Chris,
on. Chris. So it went from banana, nana, mo, mana to rockin' Robin. That's what it did. Banana, nana, mo, mana to rockin' Robin. Tweet, I love the beat, rockin' Robin.
You know what, Chris? Your girls would like that song.
They will. They'll have a field day with that song. And it's still popular to this day because everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
So who's singing the song?
So speaking of everybody knows it.
Somebody out there's got to know it.
I got a couple of callers that have called in, and they trying to get it in. Let's go down to Delray Beach and talk with our good friend Howie from Delray. And then we got Arlene calling all the way from Canada.
Oh, Canadian. Hey.
Yeah, yeah. So, first caller, the one and only Delray Beach, Howie from Delray Beach. How you doing, Howie?
Hey, Howie.
How's everybody?
Hi, Howie.
We're doing fine. I hope everybody's doing well. That's Shirley Ellis.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
You clap, got clap, it. Clap. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Subway.
That's great. Subway. You know, they got some good salads, too. Subway.
Michael doesn't get the sandwiches. He gets the salads. Are we there? And you hung up.
How are you there?
You got his sandwich.
I'm here.
Hung up.
Yeah, I got his sandwich and hung up.
No, I'm
Who
here.
Else
I'm
is
here.
On the line?
Arlene. Let's hear you. Arlene, you there?
I'm here, yes.
British Columbia.
All right, Howie. Hello. Hold on one moment, Howie. Don't go anywhere, all right?
Okay.
All righty. Let's talk to Arlene. Arlene, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Hey, Arlene.
Hey. How you
Arlene.
Doing? Oh, not too bad. I'm just sitting here listening to Blind and Beyond.
Did you listen
okay.
to Anthony?
Did you listen to Anthony?
Yep. It was that I called to play name the tune, and it's Shirley Gillis.
Well, we already had a winner.
Well,
we
beat you to the punch, but I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going
to
ask you a question.
Okay.
Here's a question. If you listen to the show, I'm going to give you the answer. Very easy answer.
You're going to give her the answer?
I'm going to give you the answer, but she has to listen to the show from last week. We talked about jobs from last week. You know who was talking about? He was the CEO. Do you remember the name of the person who was the CEO and the president of your what?
Was this last week's show?
Last week's show, yeah. He was the president
of
the CEO.
Oh, do I just listen to it?
What was his name? Any idea?
No,
she mentioned his first name or the last name. If you get first name or the last name.
She said she
I'm sorry, I have no idea.
She didn't get a chance to
tune
in last
week. She was on the
show last
week. Talking about jobs.
She didn't get a chance to tune in last week, Mike.
Huh?
Pardon?
She didn't listen. Oh.
Did you enjoy listening to Anthony from Calgary?
Arlene?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy listening to Anthony?
You mean this week?
Yes.
I just got hold,
just
so I missed again.
Oh, because we had a gentleman from Calgary, Canada. Just now. Anthony. Yeah.
Pardon? Okay. It was our Thanksgiving. Oop. Last week was our Thanksgiving.
Right. Last week guys had Thanksgiving in Canada, and you guys celebrated a little bit earlier than everybody.
You heard of it?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Arlene, for listening. Call in sometime. Maybe you'll get the right answer. And maybe you'll be first. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Appreciate it. Thank
you. No problem.
Yeah, I was going to give you a question last week. The answer would have been Kyle Johnson, President and CEO of Lighthouse.
It pays to listen to the show.
Yep. I'm going to do that more often, I think. Get people
Keep questions.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a good one.
So listen,
what else is on there, Michael? What's going on?
You know, something was said that bothers me a lot about our blind community. You know, being blind and Gary's blind,
It's one thing I can tell you right now. I have never, and I mean never, been embarrassed about being blind. Never. Yeah. If anything, I use it to my advantage many times. If I want something in a store or something, I use it to my advantage. But I don't know why people are so embarrassed about being blind. I really don't. Maybe you can let me know why I should be embarrassed. I don't feel embarrassed. Never did.
I'll tell you something I do, Michael, and embarrassed that some people can do it, but it doesn't bother me. And if I go into a steak place, and I order me a nice steak, and I'll say to the waitress, could you ask the chef to, when it gets done, before it gets served me, could he please cut my steak up for me? And they do it, no problem at all.
I'll ask them to put mayonnaise on my sandwich, and they'll say they don't do it because of whatever reason. I say, listen, I'm blind. Would you please ask them to do it because I'm blind? And they do it.
The reason I do the steak, cutting the steaks up in my meat sometimes, because it's hard. When that stuff comes out hot, it's hard to hold. It's hard to cut, in a way, and you're slow. And if mine's cut up, I can eat along with everybody else and eat, but have dinner done at the same time. It just saves time.
When I didn't know, I'm going back when I first went blind, I didn't know anything about the ropes of being blind. Like when I say ropes, how to talk, how to walk. I didn't know anything about a cane. I knew nothing about nothing.
Well,
I used
how about
to walk
falling
in the
down
doors.
The stairs, Michael?
What?
How about falling down the stairs almost?
No, but I'm saying I didn't know anything about nothing.
Finally, yeah, you didn't
I used
know
to
nothing.
Downstairs. I used to walk into doors. I used to go into. And the one thing is, I used to bump into people. And women were getting upset with me because I bump into them. They said, it was like almost like harassment or something. And I felt much better when I knew the ropes and become blind about my cane and things like that. And people, if I bumped into when I use my cane, well, that's their fault. And I always say, pardon me. And if I said I'm blind, they can see my cane. I'm sorry. They used to say to me, I'm sorry. But I never found a problem being embarrassed. And I don't know why people – I'd love to hear why people think they should be embarrassed. Let me say this way to you. I was born short. I've always been short my whole life. That's the way it was. Did I feel funny about it? Yeah, I did. I never was embarrassed. I felt bad about it sometimes. When I was walking from my friends who were 6 foot tall, and I was 5'5", and the guy next to me is 6 foot tall – I never had a problem getting women or girls when I was a kid. But I guess you're saying it didn't bother me being Jewish, and people used to sometimes criticize me because I was Jewish or whatever. Again, the only time it bothered me and Lincoln adhere to this, we first went on the first radio station, and they would criticize me when we were blind. And they were knocking me because of my cane. And one of the guys in the studio, or two of the guys in the studio, they got fired after it. And that's how we got on the radio in the first place.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for these two guys, we wouldn't be on the radio even now.
Yeah.
Because what happened was these two guys criticized me because I was blind. And they said they could do things much faster than me. And it took them 30 seconds to do something that would take me like 20 minutes to do because they could see and I couldn't. And they would criticize me because one used to say they like to hit me over a head with a baseball bat instead of my cane. And the owner didn't hear it. He didn't believe it. And then what happened when his son played it, because these two idiots were talking when the mics were on in the studio. And sure enough, the owner heard every word they said. He fired him on the spot. And then he said to me, well, look, Michael, what can we do for you? And then I said, I want to go on the radio and talk about the blind folks to the sighted people. Sighted people should know about blindness. So he said, well, 3 o'clock's open. Get me a sponsor. And I got Budweiser. And I've told this story many, many times, but it just shows you that negativity got us to be on the radio today.
And while I walked away from the mic for a few minutes, just checking on Ms. Green, and I'm listening to you and Gary talking on the air, and I'm thinking, gosh, they've been talking on the air together since 2012.
Yep.
You know that, Gary?
Yes, I know.
Before we go further on that, I just got a text from one of our listeners that told me that Arlene is celebrating her 55th birthday tomorrow. So
happy birthday, Arlene.
Happy birthday, Arlene.
Happy birthday, Arlene. In Canada, we didn't know that.
Today.
I'm sorry. Now we know. Happy birthday, Arlene.
Right.
Hey, Michael, I got to say one thing about you being short.
You and Gary.
One thing about you being short all the time. I like you because you've always looked up to people.
Gary the comedian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
anybody else on hold, Chris?
All I can say is those folks,
no?
You know, if I was on the other end, I'd be calling in, and I'd be a listener all the time, and I'd be calling in all the time.
Hey, Michael, we could give a good prize out for somebody to call in and say about being embarrassed about being blind. Why are they being embarrassed about being blind?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody calls in, that's a good suggestion. Anybody calls in now, the next few minutes.
Good excuse.
Has to be this
a good
hour.
Excuse for
if
being blind.
If you got something to say, we'll give you a nice prize. I promise we'll give you a nice prize. If you can call in right now and say something, why you were ever embarrassed at all, ever, why you were embarrassed by being blind. Call in now, 407-894-1680, and I will pay you. I'm telling you right now, you'll get something that you will enjoy, you will like. Promise you. 407-894-1680.
But let me ask this, Mike. Why would anyone be embarrassed about being blind?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. They can win a prize if they can tell us why.
Well, I'm just trying to, like, what's the embarrassment aspect of it?
Well, we know people, Chris. We know people.
Yep. I can't mention this name, but I'm going to tell you right now. I spoke to a friend of mine, no names, and he was telling me that his wife had a problem with her hearing. And when they went out to eat, she was embarrassed because she couldn't hear.
Right.
The same thing.
I got one more for her.
She was the same Michael, thing about couldn't hear. What?
We got one more. You can help me. I think this went back to the Blind Matters even. The gentleman that used to call in, he used to play the guitar, some songs. And
oh,
things
yeah.
Lynn. And he would not use a cane because he was embarrassed to use it.
Anthony, yeah, I remember.
And we couldn't get him. We couldn't get him to get a cane for nothing.
But you know what I guess what I'm asking.
That don't use canes that are blind.
I guess what I'm asking is that if something like this occurs, or you were born this way, what is there to be embarrassed about? Now, I get it. I can kind of get it. You know, I'm asthmatic, and I have an asthma pump, and I don't show people because I don't want them to assume that that's my weakness. Could that be the case?
Look, on every issue, people who are insecure could be, look, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. Look, Chris, you know people that are born black. They could feel embarrassed about being black. I know people that are Jewish, born Jewish, and they're embarrassed about being Jewish. People are always embarrassed about something, but the point is why. That's the point. Why?
All right, well, let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Clearwater Beach, Florida. And talk to our good friend, Eugene. Eugene, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Good. Help me to understand.
Hey, Eugene.
What is there to be embarrassed about, or what is there to be to hide from being blind or being deaf or whatever the case may have been?
Well, back when I first lost my vision and I'd go out to a restaurant, I used to get embarrassed when I tried to cut. Like, I went to a restaurant, I tried to cut my steak and everything. Kind of embarrassed because I had a hard time doing it. Sometimes the steak would get on the table, whatever. But finally, I just got over it and told them, when they give me a steak, do a kitchen cut on it before you bring it out to me.
Thank you, Eugene.
That's another one about that.
Yep. It's difficult sometimes. A whole lot easier.
Was that your only issue about being embarrassed, Eugene?
Well, once I was kind of embarrassed. I was walking with the cane, and the cane went in between somebody's legs. For a little bit.
I can understand that and see that, because when you are accustomed to seeing things and doing it, you know how to do. But once you lost your eyesight, it became an uneven playing field for you.
All right.
So okay.
Well, I want to thank you, Eugene. You just got yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Eugene.
Thank you so much, Eugene.
And you just got yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. We're going to send it to you. Thank you to Eugene for telling us.
Thank you.
For being honest, Eugene.
Yes.
Take care.
All right.
So while you're when you're having your Subway and you know you got it free, now you know why it pays to be on the Blind and Beyond radio show. And also, sometimes it pays to be embarrassed because, you know, like you say, you bumped somebody or you did something.
I will do some digging.
That's life. To me,
today was the seventh day of
that's what it's all about.
All right, let's go back to the phone line. Thank you, Eugene. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right,
you,
let's go back up over the Border Patrol over in Canada again, and let's talk with the one and only Miss Arlene. Arlene got a call back because evidently she has a story to tell. Arlene, have you ever been embarrassed?
Wait a minute. Happy birthday, Arlene.
Happy birthday, Arlene.
Thank you.
That's right. So Arlene just turned 21, and we appreciate you, Arlene. So thank you for being 21.
No problem, but I'm older than that, but we'll leave it at that.
So, Arlene, explain to me, because I need for our sighted listeners to understand what's the embarrassment of being blind.
Well, I don't know if it's embarrassing, but I do have partial vision, and I do misconstrue things like, okay, I went to this store, or it might have been a fast food restaurant, and I said to Carrie, hey, come and look at this dog, and all it was is, you know how the bag sits on the floor and the handles stick up, and I thought it was a dog laying on the floor with his paws up.
Oh, I do stuff like that all the time.
And another time, I was at home in my own house, and I said, hey, Carrie, come pet the cat. Here it was a black sweater laying on the floor, curled up like it was the cat, but it wasn't the cat at all.
There you go.
Yeah, but the question is, but do you can you laugh at yourself? I mean, things like that, I do it all the time, and I just laugh at myself. The point is, you get embarrassed or you laugh at yourself? Huh?
I laugh at myself.
Okay, so it's not really embarrassment. It's not really embarrassment. Okay.
No.
All right. So
well, let me just say this to wait to you. You're getting a $10 gift card from Subway. I want to remember, it's your birthday, and thank you for calling in. And you just got yourself a $10 gift card to the Subway. Enjoy it. I assume you have a $10. You can have a Subway near you, not too far away. Subway.
Oh yes, I do.
Good.
Well, good.
So
enjoy $10
gift
Subway.
Card coming your way. Enjoy your Subway.
Okay,
enjoy it.
But don't forget to give your address to off the air to Chris, so we know where to send it to.
Okay, it's 722.
No, wait. Hold on, Arlene. Hold on, Arlene.
Off the air.
Because if you give that on the air, you have everybody and their mama contacting you because you're 21.
Off the air.
So hold on, Arlene. Don't hang up, all right? All righty. Arlene is on hold.
People, all right, let me find out. When you call a radio show, you never, never, never give your address or your whole name on a radio show. You just don't do that, okay? You don't give your address on radio. So off the air, no problem, because off the air it goes strictly to Chris, and we send it out, no problem. So also when they tell you my little kids are not supposed to be told where they live or anything about it. Well, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.